This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 316 for Monday, March 21st. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were mixed on Monday, with losses in the front months and gains in the more deferred positions. Adjustments to the old new crop spread were a feature, with new crop November hitting a fresh contract high. Canola down $1.70 in the nearby May contract at $1,123.10 per ton. New crop November up $10.20 at $943. Strength in crude oil pulled the agricultural commodities up as well today, providing underlying support for canola, with an increased appetite for risk seen in the grains and oilseeds. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all stronger, but old crop canola still ran into resistance to edge lower by the close. Uncertainty over a labor dispute at CP Rail and what it will mean for grain movement did keep some caution in the futures. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher, with the biggest gains in wheat. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine accounted for much of the strength in wheat today, with some contracts posting limit-up gains at one point before running into resistance. Chicago had moved up its 85-cent limit earlier in the day, but up only 55 cents in the May contract at the close at $11.19 per bushel. Kansas City up 42 cents in the May contract at $11.13 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat up 34 cents in May at $10.95 per bushel. With no signs of a ceasefire anytime soon, exports out of the Black Sea region should remain at a standstill. However, forecasts calling for some rain in the dry southern U.S. plains did put some pressure on wheat values. Soybeans boosted by a rally in crude oil today, with soy oil leading beans and meal up as well. May soybeans up 23 cents at $16.91 per bushel. A move by Argentina to raise export taxes on soy oil and meal was supportive, with both now at 33%. Also, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange lowered their forecast for Argentina's soybean crop by 1.1 million tons to 42 million. Corn, it posted double-digit gains. The May contract up 14 cents at $7.56 per bushel. The gains in crude oil and concerns Ukrainian farmers won't be able to seed their corn crop accounted for much of the strength. But on the other side, Brazil's second crop was reportedly getting some welcome moisture. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, March 21st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.